Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm Hex TSL. This is my good friend Wink. I jumped him again, I guess.
You did. Also, hello, hi.
Hey everybody. This is the show. Oh. If you're following along on YouTube, you can go to trendy.hexdsl.com. That's trendy.hexdsl.com. And click on the most recent file for the show notes.
Yes, and if you hate YouTube, it is yet again on trendy.feather.onl.
Trendy.feather.onl. That's trendy.feather.onl.
Yeah.
So Wing, while we're waiting for everyone to arrive, right? I went to see the Barbie movie yesterday.
That's not on the list.
I know. Now, it's worth knowing that I'm not going to show anything for the Barbie film on screen because Mattel would destroy me with copyright infringement claims. So you can just imagine.
I heard something about Mattel.
What did you hear?
And Barbie.
What did they do?
Because Barbie did super well.
Right.
They're making a Mattel cinematic universe.
I mean,
it's going to have Barbie and what was the one? Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket. Hold on.
Cinematic universe. Let's get that fucking list. You continue your story.
Oh, sorry, my bitrate just died briefly, so I just sat and just watched the camera while it cleared off. I don't know what that was about. I exited Steam. I think it might. Okay, so first of all, Mattel Cinematic.
Barbie, Polly Pocket, Hot Wheels.
Barbie cinematic universe is a stupid idea. That was a one-trick pony that they can't repeat. I guarantee it. Right?
Other Mattel properties with upcoming movies include American Girl, Viewmaster, Masters of the Universe, Magic 8-Ball, and Uno.
Sorry, they're going to make an Uno cinematic universe.
This is all part of the same cinematic universe.
Oh, okay. Because that's totally different.
I mean, Masters of the Universe, topical.
I mean,
so
yeah.
Sure.
It's on my shirt. Oh my god, it is on my shirt. This is such an old shirt. I was just saying to Wing, right? The hole where your head goes in the shirt is so big. I have to put, like, because it's such an old shirt at this point. So in order to make it look like a normal shirt, I have to have like half my neck is exposed, which is a bit weird.
Do you think these are all live action? Are they going to make live action He-Man?
Oh my god. I'm not even joking. I'd be rigid for that. That'd do me a treat.
Yeah, they should get all the same actors back from that 80s movie.
That'd be so good. Do that.
I mean, they're all probably like 80 or dead.
80 or dead. There's only two.
Ooh,
like,
ooh. When is that Skeletor man still alive?
He killed it, right? He was killed. No, he's dead. He killed it.
Is he?
Oh,
that's a shame. He was really good.
For anyone that hasn't seen the 1980s Master of the Universe film, it's not very good, but I enjoy it, despite it being rubbish. But the guy that plays Skeletor, he's doing Shakespeare. It's the same sort of performance that you get out of Michael Caine in The Muppets Christmas Carol, right? Like, everyone else is a Muppet, and he's fucking doing Shakespeare. And it's the same kind of vibe with the Muppets film.
Everyone else in that movie was hired because they looked like characters. They couldn't act.
Yeah, and he was hired.
In fact, He-Man, I'm not sure He-Man could actually speak English.
He could. He really could. Anyway,
he had a very heavy accent.
He did.
I'm
He's
sorry.
Dutch.
That came off as more racism-y than I intended.
Wing hates
the
Dutch. I'd say
I do
he's
not.
I don't know if
they're
Dutch.
They're cool.
Where's Dolph Lundgren?
They were. He was not a good actor, but you know, whatever. Anyway,
I'm checking. I'm assuming he's Dutch. He's Swedish. Wing hates the Swedish. There you go.
I have zero opinion on the Swedish.
Can I go Wikipedia? Oh, that's right. Wing hates the Swedish so much you can't even form an opinion about them. The Barbie, the Wikipedia Barbie movie page should be safe, right? There you go. It's just the Barbie movie.
I'm sorry, you're using their logo in a video?
Yeah, you're right. I should probably not bother. We'll scroll down. Oh my gosh, we'll just keep scrolling. Oh, there's the original Barbie.
I mean, I don't have a VOD. I'll just show random pictures of Barbie. I don't care.
You don't give a shit. Everyone should watch your screen for the action. Yeah, okay. So, okay, there's a Barbie cafe in Taiwan. That's pretty dope. Anyway, the Barbie movie, right? I went to see it last night. Now, the important thing here is, first of all, let's just get out of the way. The movie's really good, right? It's about, if you was to divide it into a pie and you was to slice it into four even slices, three of the slices are very enjoyable. The last slice is made of turd because the writers wrote a story that they didn't know how to end. Which is fine, because it's so charming, I don't mind. But it's pretty obvious that they had no fucking clue how they was going to end this movie. Right? It's really obvious, right? And also, Will Ferrell cannot act. Stop hiring him. He's awful in everything. There you go.
Okay.
The movie's exactly what you expected. It's pink, it's charming, it's delightful. It's a bit deeper than you would expect for what is billed as a children's film. It's worth a look. I enjoyed it quite a lot, but it's not the Oscar winning masterpiece that people would say I am. Yeah, Kenoff. Yeah, to be honest, like Ryan Gosling's Ken performance was the standard bit. Like Margot Robbie was beautiful and perfect as always, but that's just standard for Margot Robbie. But like Ryan Gosling as Ken, he was method acting, man. He was acting his little soul out about the dumbest shit. I feel like he was told that Ken was the butt of the joke, and he was like, no, I'm going to out-act this script, right? He was like, whew, it was beautiful. It was pretty great. Ryan Gosling nailed it. Anyway, that's my review of the movie. Not what I'll say. People who review movies can talk about that. I want to talk about my experience of going to the cinema.
How was that?
Okay, so last time I was at the
X
cinema.
X did not want to go to the cinema.
I don't
cinema.
Like going to the cinema. I think the cinema is an awful experience. It's the worst way to watch films, and I don't really know why people like it, right? So I went to the cinema because my daughter wanted to go. So I walked into my Odeon for the first time in, I think, a decade. I think it might be, or it's going to be close to a decade. The last film I saw was Resident Evil Afterlife. Whenever that came out was the last time I went to the cinema, as far as I recall, right? I goes into the cinema, and I walks in, and it's a different building to last time, right? It's a whole different building, right? I was a bit confused about it, because it was so drastically different, right? And I go, also, hello, Andrew Singleton. I saw your comment the other day. Good comment. And there's, like, big, like, screens, like in McDonald's, like iPads on sticks, and there's no people or counter. It's just, like, a weird dystopian nightmare where you have to use screens to get... Max was like, can we get some nachos? And I was like, yeah, you can get some nachos. And I looked around, I'm like an old man, my daughter had to help me. So because it was the screen and we ordered nachos, which, by the way, I paid £15 for those nachos. Yeah, £15 for nachos.
I mean, if there's no people there, it sounds like no one's stopping you from bringing in your own shit, right?
I don't think they would. But like, so I play, and it was a big tray of nachos. It was like a full-on family bag of nachos with three dips,
was
right?
Was there people serving the nachos?
There was people serving the nachos. But there was three, okay. Like, and a big Coke, like a massive, like 2 liters. It was like probably like a liter and a half of beverage, right? And a big old tray. And it was 15 quid. And I went, I made this face. I went, ugh. Like at the idea of paying for it, but whatever, right? That was fine as well. You expect that, right? And then I goes in, and then like it's all like super futuristic, right? It's all like super fucking futuristic, like a little bit crazy how futuristic it is, right? Because there's all these posters, super slick. Like I walked in, and then I was like, I don't actually know where the film is. And Max is like, I know. And we walk around the corner, and there's just like a little door, and then there's this like big corridor of screens, and there's a lady going, tickets, please. But your ticket's on your phone, and she scans your phone.
A human.
Yeah, but she scans your phone, right? And then I goes into the cinema, and I'm like, and bear in mind, it's £18 a ticket at this point at the cinema, right? Just to put that out there. So for the price for two of us going to the cinema, it should have been like 30-odd quid, 37 quid, right? But like I got some discounts, so I got two tickets for 20 quid, so which is not terrible, you know, so whatever. I goes in the cinema, and there's like half as many chairs as there used to be, right? And it's like they've took every other row out, and there's just a fucking armchair there. So I sit down in my fucking armchair, and I sit down, and it just keeps going, right? It just keeps going like this, right? Because the fucking armchair, it was ridiculous, right? And there's a little button on the side so I can recline. So I had my own fucking bed while I watched the film, complete with a little tray, which was ridiculous. And then I watched adverts for 30 minutes.
Fucking seriously?
Yeah. Also, I literally timed it, right? It was like 30 minutes of adverts, right? And then at the end of the adverts, he went, the voice I meant, prepare yourself because something wonderful is happening. And I was like, oh yeah, the film's going to start now. This is what I actually paid for. It's like trailers. And I don't know if people are dumb or not, but trailers are adverts for films. They're just more ads. There was another 15 minutes of trailers, right? So 45 minutes after I arrive, after watching adverts and paying £15 for nachos I didn't want, the fucking film finally starts, right? I do not like the cinema. Again, the film was fine. It was very good. It was great. But why would anyone go? And about every third advert, it was like, for $14.99, you can come to cinema as many times as you want. I was like, I'll give you $14.99 to don't make me come back. Like, this is awful. Bear in mind, at home, I've got a recliner armchair with cup holders. There's the electric recliner.
I mean that TV I've got an 86 probably the same size,
I've got an 86. Now, if you look at how big the screen is at the cinema versus how far away you are, and you do the maths of scale, and you scale it all down to the screen's 86 inches perceptually, I don't think there's much difference between the experience I have at home and the experience I have in theatres.
I mean, there isn't, but people are weirdly...
fucking awful.
I don't know, defendant of cinemas, and I don't get it. Also, Moonpope says it's been nearly 20 years since he went to the cinema. That's good. Don't
honestly
keep that count going.
A bit that made me laugh, and it literally made me laugh out loud like a lunatic, right, was when I'm just bitching. I'm like, last time I was at the cinema, it's a fucking counter, and a man with a badge that said Daisy, I remember that well for some reason, served me drinks, right? And he gave me popcorn and charged me £7. And Max just looks at me and she just went, yeah, but if this was the 80s, you'd think this was really cool. And I was like, yeah, that's true. And that actually made me laugh because I'm like, yeah, I'm literally living in my dystopian future and I'm not enjoying any of it. just not enjoying any of it.
Seems to be a trend.
Yeah. But like, why do people go? It's awful.
I don't know. I literally can't remember what I seen in the cinema last. It might have been. I can't remember. I literally can't remember. It's been forever, and it was terrible. It was terrible.
But aside from, let me tell you about the bin in a second. But overall, the film, I enjoyed the film. Daughter was happy. It was fine. It was fine. This is a picture of me and daughter at the cinema enjoying Barbie. There you go.
Did you have your phone out during the movie?
Yeah, no one gives a shit anymore, apparently. There you go. No one gives a shit anymore.
Uh-huh.
Here's a picture
when
of
you,
one of the
when
adverts.
You say you have a giant chair, does that mean there's like adequate spacing around chairs?
Oh yeah, it's like my armchair at home. It's literally like they've bolted one of those to the floor. That's literally it. That's all they've done.
One of the things about cinema was always the chairs were too tightly packed together.
I think the problem is less people went to the cinema and they cited reasons like, I hate the chairs, they're uncomfortable, I don't want to sit there. So they tackled some of it and then just added it on the bill. So like, you know, you paid £18 for a ticket to see a film and watch adverts for 45 minutes. I will say though, one thing I enjoyed more than Barbie, right, was the advert, the trailer for the Trolls movie. Trolls 3 is coming out. And that is a film I'm way more excited about that than I was for anything else they advertised. But like Trolls 3 looks great. Trolls 1, great. Trolls 2, great. Trolls 3, gonna be great. Safe bet.
Never seen any of them. They're yep. awful.
Yeah.
Cinemas are
Trolls
terrible.
Is good though. We should watch Trolls one night. But yeah, I came out the cinema and I did the ritualistic, I've just drunk 3,000 litres of liquid, I need a wee. And I come out the toilet and I'm peeing, right, at the urinal. And they've got like TV screens in front of you. So I'm like half watching.
Is this the hands in the trash thing?
Right, I'm half watching a weird trailer. So I come away from the urinal and I go to wash my hands. They've got TVs in there. And then I'm washing my hands like da 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 da. And I hear a sound from the TV, like an Oppenheimer ad or something. So I glance, and I step to the side, and I put my hands in the dryer, right? And after a few seconds, I look down and realise I'm just hovering my hands over a bin in the wall. Right. It was, and I was like, I looked around and there's just like two guys like looking at me like, mm-hmm. So I just left. I was like, fuck's sake. But yeah. There's like literally hand dryer bin. It's just like, what? What is this? They're not the same. Yeah, the bin was in the wall. I thought it was like a hand dryer. You know those like poncy hand dryers where it's like yeah. You put your... Oh, that's what I thought it was. I'm just sticking my hands in a bin. I'm like... Yeah, I felt like a bit of a prat. It made me laugh quite a lot though. Yeah.
Good.
It made me laugh. It was fun. But yeah, like it was like, don't go to the cinema. Don't endorse this. Like, what the fuck is the logic? Why do we need a big old fucking shitty building for this, right? I've got a television at home. I'll give you money. Just let me watch it at home. Like, why?
I mean, that 100%. But also, sometimes I feel like they don't want your money.
Literally, that. It's, yeah, so, literally.
It's so hard. It's so hard to just buy stuff.
Just let me.
It's
just...
like, no, yeah. No, you don't want to buy it. You want to watch 50 ads. It's like, no, just let me buy it.
Yeah, it's...
And when I say buy it, I mean buy it.
Yeah,
I just want to own it. I had this discussion. Me and Matt were talking about this the other day. It's like, I mean, this is semi-related, but I don't want stuff, you know? The only way to buy movies and actually have them is to buy Blu-rays and DVDs and shit. I'm like, I don't want that. Just give me, I will pay you money for a DRM-free digital download. What's the problem?
If I want to pirate, like, thing is though, right? Like, you could, piracy is so available, it doesn't matter. I'll just pirate stuff, whatever. Like, at this point, it doesn't matter.
I mean, that's true, but like, even at that, like, if you watch some Big Book Bunny and you feel like giving Blender some money, you can't just, there's no way to do it, right? It's like, no, I don't want a physical thing.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Like, I have this... I know, like, what you mean about stuff, right? Because, like, I have a lot of books. They're the only things I kind of want. And I only want them. The reason I want books, right, is because, like, a Kindle can fail. I want a book. A book is something that if the world ends, electric goes off, I can sit and read fucking whatever, right?
I feel like books are... Out of all media, books are like
the ones that make the
kind
most
of
sense.
The exception. Even though they're not, I just want them digital as well. But they're the thing that makes the most sense. Yeah,
yeah. But like most books, I buy digitally. But sometimes I'm just like, I just want to just give me a fucking printed book. I'll just read that.
I've never had that feeling. But yeah.
There are certainly a good example of this book on my desk, right? Like a reference book. I want in print, right? A book I want. There are some books I want to get a highlighting pen and go nuts with. That requires physical media. Most things I'm fine with. Most factors. Most like novels and stuff, I'll just have digitally. I don't really care.
Like I went looking. I have it on the list. I'll talk about it later. But we watched some movies. I was like, I would like to support these peoples. You know.
Yeah, I want to give them money
more than we already did by buying it already, you know. But we don't want fucking Blu-rays. And I went, you go looking, and it's like, I can't. Like everything is like, here. Do you want this poster for 50? I was like, no, I don't want a poster. I don't want a DVD. I don't want a Blu-ray. Just
sell
give
me
the some way to give
movie.
You money. Just give me some way to give you money. Yeah. Even slap a donate button on there and say, okay, go pirate it now. I don't care.
That'd be dope. Like, yeah, but like, just let me.
It's just like, you know, fucking, it's so stupid. I don't know. It's stupid because half of them, like, I couldn't even go to, like you could buy movies on YouTube. I couldn't do that because they're Apple exclusive. So I'm like, you know. It's bollocks.
Andrew
Companies
Singleton,
make it really, really hard.
Andrew Singleton in chat said, what's the problem? The problem, dude, is you want DRM. You don't want DRM, yeah. Yeah.
But see, what gets me is DRM just it doesn't make sense to me. It's like, as you said, piracy is so readily available. It doesn't work.
Actually,
games...
I've just
be it games or movies. Where, it's like what?
Where do people buy films? I don't actually know. Like, so if I want to buy a film, right? So if I want to buy the movie Alien now, buy.
I assume Amazon.
Alien. I can't spell Alien. Apparently, Alien. Buy. I want to buy Alien movie. Oh my god! What is wrong with me?
I assume I have to assume it's like Amazon, right? It's
Amazon
or YouTube or but when you buy, it on like Play. YouTube, it's like tied. Google Play doesn't exist anymore; it's all integrated into YouTube.
I'm gonna buy Alien. Well, I'm just gonna try and buy Alien on my phone right now and see what happens when I try and buy.
I mean,
Alien
you can buy. I think these are digital versions on Amazon.
I can't let go to him. I'm gonna
yes, start streaming. Yeah, they're all like tied to services and accounts, and you know it's like just.
Because you don't actually own it.
I mean, no, you don't. But that's like I don't see what the difference is. It's like surely okay, it makes more. Makes more sense to like if someone's going to watch something a few times, it makes sense to give them a copy because it's not costing you to stream it to them, right?
Yeah, but they don't want you pirating it, even though everyone can pirate it just by recording their screen when they watch it. Okay, so to put this into context, this is what the point I was going to make, right? Is I can buy Alien on DVD on eBay for about minus 2p, right? It's like nothing, right? To buy Alien digitally right now on the iTunes store, which apparently is the first thing that comes up, it's £9.99 to buy Alien.
The movie that, you know,
the movie
came out.
That has been out, like, forever is, like, $9.99. Like, I don't quite... This is the problem. This is why they don't want to suck in Sally, yeah. Yeah, and if
they make these things needlessly expensive and then wonder why nobody buys them. Or they'd make it needlessly expensive so no one buys them.
Do you think they don't want you buying them? You think that's the trick?
Of course they don't. I mean, that's...
Library.
That's, like... That's the future of the world, right? Don't own anything.
Okay, so I own a bunch of movies and TV shows on YouTube, apparently, which is new.
I own a couple.
I mean,
but, yeah.
I own all of Star Trek and Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Good movie.
Yeah, so... I do wonder, though, if I buy Star... If I buy... Like, okay, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a good example. I buy that on YouTube, right? Do they get any money? How much do they get for per sale? Like, what happened when I buy one copy of that film?
I don't even know. You can't even find information anywhere on what the split is. Like, you know, YouTube's obviously taken some of that.
I'll be honest. If I was going to buy a movie, I would probably buy it on YouTube just because of all these services. It's the one that's least likely to go bust. Like, to be honest. I can't see YouTube actually, like... Like, it might go subscription or whatever, but I can't see YouTube stopping, not giving me access to my films anymore. Because it used to be a thing called Flickster, and that went bust. And then I had to migrate everything to YouTube, which is why I've got things on YouTube. But yeah, like, just, yeah. But the thing is, they say that you can't get DRM-free and stuff, right? But you can buy a fucking DVD, which has got, like, such absolute basic copy protection that any idiot can rip it. I was ripping them fucking things in like 1998 or some shit, you know?
That's the thing, though. Legal-wise, as long as it has some form of copy protection, they can sue you for taking it out.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm like, they're not gonna. Like, they're not gonna, though, are they?
I have never shared a movie in my fucking life, you know? It's like... I've never gone out and ripped the DVD and shared a movie,
no,
right?
No, neither have I.
It's
no.
like... It's like, what's... I mean, I genuinely haven't. But it's like, you know, what's the difference between handing someone a DVD and letting them have a DRM-free video file?
There's no difference. Function, there's no difference, yeah.
No. Also, like, streaming services and, you know, attacking people for sharing passwords and stuff like that. It's like, functionally... That's no different than having 10 of your friends around to your house to watch a DVD. It's
not
like,
even
what's
10.
The problem?
It's like, I'm going to face this, actually, because, like, I've got my Netflix account, which I pay for, and primarily my daughter watches it, and she watches on her mobile from about 10 million different Wi-Fis. At what point is Netflix going to tell me I can't watch Netflix? Like, at some point, they're going to clamp down on that, and it's like, I'm using it actually legitimately, but if they clamp down on it, I will just cancel it. if you're making piracy easier, what's going to happen?
Yep, it's a load of bollocks, and I don't know what companies think they're doing, but it's just contributing to the whole burned web thing, right?
Yeah.
But people don't really seem to give a shit, so I guess we just keep going.
Right. On less depressing notes, Intel are no longer creating NUCs. I thought we talked about this. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Hang on. Are you looking at the wrong thing? We're leave topics to last, right? Actually, I mentioned this fucking weeks ago, but I kept moving it around because we kept running out of time. I finished Close Enough. That was from the regular show, man. It was real good. It's like regular show, just without you know, the what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know
they're
what
not,
a regular
They're not pretending
show
it's aimed for kids anymore. It's like a more adult version of regular show. It was good shit. I'm not going to say much about it. If you know what it is, you know what it is, right? It was good. It got cancelled as part of HBO's "we're going to cancel everything animated" thing. But it's worth
watching.
Don't worry. Had weird...
If Star Trek can get cancelled, you know what I mean?
It had Weird Al in it. It was good. He got eaten by a bear.
I remember when I watched Gallivant for the first time and Weird Al turns up and I was just like, what is happening?
But more importantly, the movies me and Matt watched, we watched the Irish Folklore Trilogy.
What
is
three? I've clicked
yes,
on that.
Yes, okay, so there's three movies. This is one of those Blu-ray boxes that I don't want.
So it's $60?
€60. So these are three movies by a little Irish animation studio.
Never mind, I can get the cheapy box set for €40. That's more like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just linked to this one because it's a nice box, right? So these... Okay. Yeah, they made these three movies, which were spread out quite a lot. So we watched them in order. We watched The Secret of Kells, which is... Do you know what the Book of Kells is?
I'm not entirely sure what Ireland is.
The Book of Kells is a very famous book. You should know it. It's about Christian stuff. It's an illuminated manuscript.
What? The Book of Kell?
Yeah, the Book of Kells. Of... It's an illuminated manuscript, which is a thingy. Formally prepared document where the text is decorated and basically Roman Catholic Church stuff. Basically, it's a fancy thing that they brought around to go, look, Catholicism, it looks fancy, right?
It worked, didn't it? In Ireland's case, it worked.
Yeah. Often, you know, this book was stolen many times because the original cover had jewels on it and the pages had gold and shit like that. It's quite a fancy book. The movie is a mythical retelling of how it being made.
Oh, that sounds alright, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely the weakest of the three movies, but it was also made very early in the studio's lifetime. Animation-wise, it's fine, but you know. Secret of Kells. Watching these movies in a row, you can see the very obvious improvements in their styles. The three movies have different art styles, but you know, it's nice. It's about this. So Kells is a town in Ireland where the book was originally made, or ish. The history around the book is very vague, all over the place. But originally it was a walled town to keep out invaders and shit. So the movie's about a boy, I forgot his name. But then there's the abbot of the town, who's basically the leader, who doesn't want anyone going outside the walls. So the boy goes outside the walls. And then he meets
like in Attack on Titan.
Yes. Then he meets a fairy girl who's like a wolf. They go on adventures. You know, yeah. Eventually, the town is, of course, invaded by Vikings and the book stolen, and he assumed dead. But yeah, I won't go too much into it. But it was fine. It had, like I said, it's the weakest of the movies. In both story and visual, but you know, it was fun. It was worth watching if you're going to watch The Tree of the Man. Well, Song of the Sea was much better. This is about a Selkie girl. Well, there's a boy and his father and his sister who live on a lighthouse island. She can't talk, which you know find out early on. It's because she's a Selkie, and she doesn't ever cope. Selkie is like their mythical creature. Like they're a seal when they're in water. When they're on land, they look human, but their seal skin turns into a coat.
The
So,
fuck?
have you not heard of Selkies?
No, that sounds
Ah,
mental.
there's another one that's very similar called Merrows, which are kind of like the Irish version of mermaids, only that when they come out of water, they have a red cap.
Okay.
Folklore is mental, I love it. But yeah, basically, their weird aunt drags them away onto land because she doesn't like the fact that they're on the island. And then the girl starts fucking dying because, you know, don't have her coat, not near water, all bad stuff. But yeah, it's this adventure of getting her, figuring everything out with many a fairy. This one's set in. So The Secret of Kells was obviously set fucking hundreds of years ago, but this one's more. I don't think they ever actually say, but it's kind of late 90s, early 2000s Ireland.
Right.
Which they've done very well. But yeah, that one was much better. Much, much better animated, and the story was much more engaging.
Okay, and then Wolfwalkers, I assume, is about a wolf that loses coat and then he leaves the forest.
No, Wolfwalkers. This one actually has the main character. Well, one of the main characters in this one is actually English.
Oh, good. Something sensible.
It's the English. Oh, what century was this one in? This one was a bit older. It's back in the days of the British stepping on the Irish. Well, basically, English girl and her dad come to Ireland. He's a hunter, but he's basically hired by the town they're living in to go into the forest and kill all them wolves because they want to expand the town. But there's another girl in there. She's a wolf walker. She could turn into a wolf at night time. This
Last time I
was.
watched an animated film about wolves, someone fucked one of the wolves and I did not like it.
That's true. That was a good movie.
Was not a good movie, that was bollocks. I hated it. I just hated all of it. It was rubbish.
That was Wolf Children.
Yep, it was awful.
That was good. There's no fucking in this.
I don't believe you.
No. What's his name? Sean Bean is in this, and he doesn't die.
I hate Sean Bean as well.
Oh, he's not in it that much. But yeah, he's the dad. But this one's really nice. What you call him?
Well, my internet is disconnected, so I'm not sure how this screen's going to go.
Well, I can still hear you.
Well, apparently the stream keeps going offline, so I'm sorry, YouTube, it's not me. There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
I'm not even downloading
So
anything.
yeah, so the humans are very cleanly drawn, basically, and then anything in the forest has got like sketchy lines and stuff. And that leads up to this really cool moment to do with the animation near the end, which I shan't spoil, but yeah, no, it's a beautiful movie. We really like this one. But they're overall three movies together, that was great. There was by Small Irish Studio, all about folklore and stuff, so there's good.
The
They were
Cartoon
very good.
Saloon.
Cartoon Saloon,
Cartoon
yes.
Saloon.
They've done they have actually branched out and they've ended up doing some stuff for other bigger studios. But yeah, we are going to watch their other movie, The Breadwinner, which is not folklore related. But we have planned to watch that at some point. But yeah, Wolfwalkers. If you're only going to watch one of these movies, I'd probably go Wolfwalkers. It was the most fun, although I really like Song of the Sea as well. It was more solemn, I guess. It was good.
I'm confused about them charging $24.99 for three enamel pins.
Everything on that store is just an excuse to give them money, really. Like, it's all technically overpriced for what it is, but you know. But again, this is the problem I was talking about. If I just want to chuck them, £20, I don't want anything. Like, I'm not saying some of this stuff, there's not some nice stuff on this website, but I don't want any of it. I don't want stuff. You know? There's some very pretty things on this, but I don't want them. Just, yeah.
I've got like, this is a running thing we've had recently, right? Like, we're just like, yeah, I want less stuff. I want less stuff, not more stuff. I want less of it.
Yeah, I don't want anything. Just leave me alone. I mean, if you want stuff, that's fine, but I don't
Yeah.
want stuff.
No, I'm the same. I'm not against people wanting stuff. You want stuff? Yeah, good for you. It's great. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. Go away. Just fucking. Yeah, I don't know. Just give me a way to, give you stuff without getting something in return. I don't need anything. Got some mugs, I guess.
I don't even want a mug. I've got a mug.
I don't want a mug. We've got too many mugs.
Got a mug. Don't need another one.
That is a cute seal. It's very fluffy looking.
What are you looking at? I can't see what you're looking at. I'm looking for a fluffy seal now.
There you go.
Oh, that is a cute seal.
Moonpope said Mattel are hacking Hex.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it, yeah. I'm not doing like my internet. There's nothing. Daughter's not here. Laptop's in standby. Closed Steam. My internet's just being shit. I don't know what's happening.
Hex, you see the seal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say its name.
Seahorse.
Saoirse.
Seahorse with Mr.
Yeah.
H out.
No, that's not how Irish works. Anyway.
Sayers.
And
I'm stuck.
Saoirse.
So,
Anyway,
yeah.
we also watched Nimona, which is the new Netflix movie that came out.
Nimona.
I sent Hex some screenshots of this, actually.
You did send me some screenshots. That was quite good screenshots.
Yeah.
Again, have to go to Wikipedia so I don't get a weird fucking takedown. Yeah.
Actually, I never left a link on that. Oh well. This was good. We quite liked this overall. Has some nice music. I wish it wasn't 3D. It would have been better if it wasn't 3D. The scenes where shit is happening, where important stuff is happening, is very well animated, but everything else kind of feels like they gave up. Right, so this is, it starts off with that main guy, the knight in the black armor. He's basically accused of murdering the queen in this medieval sci-fi city.
Happens.
Which, yeah, he's clearly set up for this. He runs off, escapes after his boyfriend cuts off his arm, but whatever. And then Nimona shows up and she's like, "You're evil, I like you."
Okay.
And then fun ensues with him trying to clear his name and her trying to tear down the system.
That sounds all right.
Yeah. But she is a very pink shapeshifter.
Like Barbie.
Sure. But yeah, Fun movie. It's a fun movie. I actually went and I bought the comic for this. It's they seem to have they've apparently made a decent amount of changes, but you know, whatever. I picked it up. See, I picked up the comic digitally. It was on the Kobo store for a fiver.
Oh,
Thank
that's
you.
not bad.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. The same person co-created another series called Lumberjanes, which also looks interesting. I'll look into that later. But
I'm a
yeah,
bit confused. Is this set in modern cyberpunk world, or is this set in
medieval
fantasy
cyberpunk
land?
movie? No, both. It's
You know,
like it's like okay,
that
it's
was it.
like think Knights, but with lasers.
You've just described He-Man.
Okay, yeah, something similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Less monsters, but yeah, basically they live in sci-fi Knights City. That you know another movie where they live in a walled city because the outside is full of monsters.
Just like Attack on Titan.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it. It was a movie. We were kind of like, this is good at the time. And then I don't know, I keep thinking about it after the fact.
Oh, it's good
so,
when they rattle around, right? If they rattle around, it's a good sign.
Yeah, no, I think overall it's very good. It has some suspect animation at times, but other than that, it's got that, it's that kind of weird Netflixy animation, right?
Yeah, there's a look to Netflix animation. It's because they won't pay animators enough to do a proper job.
This movie was kicked around a bit. It did actually originally start as I think Disney bought the original studio that was going to do it and then cancelled it, so it was kicked around a bit before it ended up on Netflix. So
it's not
I'm not
like
sure
Disney.
If it, yeah, but yeah, overall it was very good, and yeah, it's definitely worth watching. People have made tons of videos in this fucking thing. It's quite popular. It's got a lot of trans and LGBT subtext in general.
Oh, Disney won't like that, will they?
Well, I mean, the main character is gay, and yeah,
Disney would have changed that straight off the bat, wouldn't they?
Who knows? It was fun. It had a lot of fun moments. Like I said, it's still rattling around up there, but yeah, we quite enjoyed it. It was fun.
And,
what else is on the list?
The list.
Is your stream back? I forgot to check.
My stream, it just keeps going down a little bit and coming back. I'm just going to ignore it. There's not a lot I can do with it. So like,
it's
tough,
it's,
I guess. It's just I don't know. Not a lot I can do about it. I did I did games.
You did games.
I did games. So
imagine doing games.
Yeah, it's not like me doing games, but I have done. On my Miu Mini, which for anyone that missed the last week's show, this is a Miu Mini. It's a tiny Game Boy that plays retro games perfectly legally. Everything I say about games is satire because I would never pirate ROMs. But if satirically, as part of the performance, I played Harvest Moon on the NES. I played Holy
Hex
Diver.
Owns all these games,
yeah,
physically.
Them all. There's a song called Holy Diver from the 80s. And it's a Ronnie James Dio song. Is it Ronnie James Dio? Anyway, it's a great song, right? It's a great song.
Holy Diver.
It's a great song. And for reasons I don't
understand.
Is that understand,
like Tiny Dancer?
No, it's very different. Tiny Dancer's a good song.
That's kind of what went into my head, and I was just like, hold me closer, Holy Diver.
Yeah. For some reason I don't understand, though, there's a game on the NES of Holy Diver. And it was the weirdest thing. It's just a weird Castlevania ripoff within like a weird 8-bit Holy Diver reminiscent sound. It's a really weird game, but I played quite a bit of it.
I mean, this isn't it. I searched for Holy Diver, and there seems to be a picture of a priest drowning and a demon over his head.
No, that's just fantasy art, I guess. I played Halo Wars on the Game Gear, and I got stuck at the same point I did when I originally owned it when I was 11, which is a bit disappointing. And I played The Last Starfighter on the NES, which is a great game that everyone should play. And I played Shining Force, but I'm not going to bore from Shining Force again, but I've played quite a bit of
Shining
Force.
Force.
Yeah, Shining Force and Tetris are just the games I just sort of go to, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah,
well, like, it's good that you have actually gotten a lot of use out of the Mii U. Not that you didn't think you would, but you know.
I'm playing a lot on it, and I'm really enjoying just bouncing around and sampling shit. And I know that's kind of like gamer ADHD, but there's things I actually play, then I'll just like, so I put the whole of the 90s on it pretty much. I'm just trying to sample every Mega Drive game, sample every SNES game, you know, like just going down the list, trying them all.
That's good.
And it's kind of enjoyable.
Whatever
like,
works.
You know, when we're watching TV and stuff, and it's just like, you know, it's like I've seen Star Trek a lot over the years, don't need to pay that much attention to it. So I'll just like sample a bunch of SNES games or something while I'm doing it. And it's, yeah, highly recommend the Mii U Mini. Still think it's a great investment. In fact, if all my other gaming devices vanished and they never meet you, I'd probably be fine forever. Which is a weird statement.
What was the one with the dumb name that Hangman got?
Our Hangman got a Pow Kitty. Our friend Hangman got a Pow Kitty 2023.
Which is something very similar,
Pow,
right?
Pow Kitty 2023. The Pow Kitty, there you go, the Pow Kitty official store. I'm bringing it up on my stream. Pow Kitty 2023. I haven't looked at Hangman's yet. We haven't been for breakfast, so I haven't got to play with it yet. But it is the Power Kitty 2023. I'm just trying to find the fucking the actual consoles. Handheld players. That's a handheld player, apparently. There is the one he got. The Power Kitty 2023. The RK 2023 is the one he picked up. Which is a very... It's got the controls to the sides of the screen instead of below, so it's a little bit bigger by nature. It's got two SD card slots instead of one, which is just, you know... I'm not quite sure what the benefit is, but you know, whatever, you can put it in there. Stereo speakers instead of mono, like the Mii U, very much more powerful device. It's a much more powerful device than the Mii U, at the expense of battery and port. And I would say portability, but I haven't seen Hangman to really comment on it. And it also plays.
It's supposed to be. It doesn't look that big.
It's not huge, but like this is like the size of a pack of cigarettes. Like it's smaller than a pack of cigarettes. It's like you can just drop this in any jacket, and that's about as portable as anything can be. But like, yeah, and the fact it hasn't got sticks either makes it, you can just put it flat against stuff because it doesn't have sticks. So anything that's got sticks is automatic.
This does have sticks. So unlike the Mii U Mini, which just craps itself when you load up certain PlayStation games.
Yeah. This will play everything right the way up to Dreamcast without a problem, I would think, where mine goes up to, mine stops at the first generation of PlayStation. So as soon as DualShock comes out, it's just done. But the early generation of PlayStation stuff I've played a lot of Tony Hawk on it. It's absolutely fine. No problems at all with that. But the Power Kid is more powerful, and yeah, and Hangman got a pretty good price. It's 84 US dollars.
I did like how it, for like 2 weeks it said it hadn't shipped yet, and then
then it arrived at his house,
and then it turned off the next day.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm next time me and Hangman hang out, he's gonna bring it with him, and we're gonna do a little bit of compare, get sort of like side by side comparison. But it should be a very similar experience to the Mii U, but with a little bit more horsepower, because it's got more RAM and a slightly more powerful processor. It's only slightly more powerful. It's the extra sticks, I think, that said that give it the extra compatibility. For me, because I just genuinely just wanted to play 16-bit, the Mii U is definitely the right device. But Hangman wants Dreamcast, so he picked the right device for him. It's going to be interesting though, because even though I don't want stuff, I can kind of see myself trying to find smaller and smaller emulators. You can see myself eventually having one that's like an
this
atom
isn't
big.
Hangman's, but I was just going through Power Kiddies, and this one's got a little smiley face.
Oh yeah, that's actually, yeah, I've seen that doing
the RGB 20S.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the same internals as Hangman's, but like a much stupider layout. Like a much dumber layout.
It's got a happy face on it.
It does have a happy face on it, which is cool. Yeah. I think I would like, because this is my Mii U Mini, is the Mii U Mini Plus. I would like to get an original Mii U, which is like slightly smaller, but they're really hard to get. But I think the original Mii U might be like just small, just a
Mii
little bit smaller.
Smaller.
Yeah, the Mii U is smaller than the Mii U Plus, the Mii U Mini. Because mine's actually a Mii U Mini Plus. There was a Mii U Mini before that. There was a slightly smaller version. I do like the idea of having a smaller handheld. Because, like, weirdly,
I mean,
the screen isn't really a problem. It's not like I'm squinting at it.
I don't know. I feel like I mean, yours even looks like it'd be too. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's fine, but I feel like I'd find it uncomfortable to use.
Yeah, it's. I mean, part of that is because of the way you hold the Mii. If you look at the way my hands lie on it, it's easy to get those two triggers. I put the back of my finger with this trigger.
I mean, yeah, no, that's fine.
It's a pretty good design.
I mean, handheld gaming, it was never really a thing I enjoyed, but, you know.
If I could just get a Mii U with a clamshell design, that'd be great.
Even the 3DS, that's like the only proper handheld I had. I mean, I had a Switch, but I always used it docked. But even the 3DS, I couldn't use for very long. It was just crampy, I don't know.
So glad I'm wearing trousers. So glad. So compared to a 3DS, it's actually smaller standing up than a 3DS.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even the 3DS didn't feel very comfortable to me.
Like, if you turn a 3DS on its side, it's about the same. It's just a little bit taller than the Mii U. But yeah, no, My 3DS. If anyone's not seen my 3DS, I have the world's best 3DS, right? I've got a wooden clamshell case on it, which is actual wood grain, which is a bit mental. I replaced the D-pad for the PSP D-pad, the PSP C-stick, sorry. I've got the candy buttons on it, and I've got I might have a device in the bottom that'll load other platforms' games, and there's 128 gig inside it. Like, yeah, this 3DS is tripped out. Anything you can do to a 3DS, this is pretty much had done. I love this 3DS. It's one of my favorite consoles of all time, and you can prize it from my cold dead hands. But that said, I've been playing my Mii U more. I've also obviously accidentally turned on my 3DS.
I need to check where is last week? Fair enough. I thought I had it already here. It's not on the list from last week. Did I say I started a new Spider-Man?
You did not say. No, you did. You did. Yeah, you did.
Did I? Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'm still playing that. That's about all I've done this week. Play game wise. I will actually. Do you know what? I'm going to quickly also pull up. I was trying to find a bookmarking thing forever, and I still think I might eventually end up writing my own one. But I did find LinkedIn, and I've been using that for a few weeks. It's very similar to Pinboard, which is what I was using.
LinkedIn.
Yes, it's linked down there.
Yeah, I thought you said link thing, not
no
ding.
LinkedIn.
Right, just checking.
LinkedIn. Yeah, but it's very similar to. It's like a slightly reskinned Pinboard, but it's very similar layout. I like it. I also have the it has a Firefox extension, so I just click things to drop them in there. It's great. Love it.
Yeah, I used Raindrop for a little bit, well, for a couple of months. And I found myself putting a lot into the link saver, but not taking a lot out of the link saver. Which was weird when I realized that. And now I'm just entirely all in on Readwise. I just shove every time I read something. In fact, I did it earlier on the stream.
Like I use Wallabag for article-y type stuff, but for like resources, I use a bookmarking thing. But yeah, I do tend to. I will pull from it, but in fact, you know, less so than Wallabag. But you know, I still like having them separate.
To illustrate this, I've already put LinkedIn in Readwise and forgot about it because my toolbar's just come up. So,
great. And the other thing that I've been talking about for ages, which I may or may not be doing something on, Microhiza is a wiki. It's great. I love it. Single binary works really well. I may or may not be trying to do a video on it. I've been attempting, but basically, you should check it out. It's great.
I did loads of videos. Easy. Just hit record and just.
Yeah, I know you do. I have, I don't know, like literally 20 starts to a video that are still sitting on my hard drive. But yeah, I will. I'm trying to do some kind of overview video, look around the thing for this, but I really like it. I've been using it as a notes replacement. Because I, for the longest time, I did just use Markdown files. And when you just get to a certain point where you just want something more robust, right? But, yeah, basically, very good. And, you know, the thing I like is binary in a config file. Just off it goes.
Yeah.
Just point it at a directory, and that's it.
It's ironic that you say that as I'm using more Markdown files, though.
Yeah, but you're using them via Obsidian.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm still like.
I mean, like these are basically. I mean, it's not Markdown; it's their own language. But yeah, you know, it's the same idea. They're plain text markup. You know, but it's just it's the ability to interlink notes and have media and you know stuff like that. It makes I'm using it as a notes thing. It is technically a wiki software, but even the dev uses it as a fucking his thing is linked somewhere on this website, but it's just kind of what did he call it, a digital garden. It's just a collection of stuff. But yeah, I am also kind of in the middle of kind of transferring Hex's Denumod wiki notes from Notion into one of them to see how that works. Will if that ever becomes
he's
a thing.
He's stealing Denim wiki.
No, you wanted something more public, right? It's a thing I'm looking out on and off, but yeah, it's great. You should, yeah, I will do either a blog post or a video on it.
I would like to see a video, but I would like to keep all the false starts in as like a blooper reel.
Oh, like the first one.
Yeah.
I literally hit record. I forgot about Discord, and a message from Hex popped up in the corner.
I would like to think it's just you devolving into like making fart noise with your mouth and shouting "fuck" at the screen. That's what I imagine it to be like.
I mean that yeah.
Like honestly, like I think I've done so many YouTubers at this point. I'm just like I just hit record. I don't even pre-play. I don't even pre-think about what I'm gonna say anymore. I just hit record, which is probably why the quality of my videos is so incredibly low.
I've forgot to check the YouTube thingy. Andrew Singleton has watched Song of the Sea and says it is amazing music. It do. It's good.
It do be good.
Hmm.
Andrew Singleton says so.
Yeah, but yeah, I may eventually get it out. Yeah. What? How long?
Can we? We've been going 56 minutes or 58 minutes already. Yeah, we did say we'd keep it short. But
yeah.
Go on.
I'll do. Last week we said Nux was stopping being made, and this week, or rather last week, Intel handed Asus license to make Nux. So non-exclusive. So they have obviously planning on allowing several companies to do this. But yeah. It's interesting they went with Asus first, because I actually almost, prior to getting my current Nook, Asus already make mini PCs with AMD chips that I almost got, called like the PN59, 51, 50, yeah, something like that. They already make those, so it's interesting that Asus give them a contract, or a license for making Nooks.
I mean, they've got the skills, right? It's proven the quality, and they can guarantee quality and stuff. That seems reasonable.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see, yeah, because I mean, the thing that generally comes with the Intel side of stuff is you get Thunderbolt, right? So,
yeah, you get Thunderbolt with Intel, not with AMD. But
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I've got a Thunderbolt port on my laptop. I don't like. In theory, I could use I can use an external GPU that I've got one external GPU.
I mean, I don't use Thunderbolt, like, yeah. But you know, it's a thing that people look out for.
Yeah,
I guess.
People look out for it, but I'm not sure what it's useful for us. I'm not sure what the relevance to us
is. I don't think it is. I mean, I'm still running my little Nook for my server from last week. It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
No problems.
Yeah.
But yeah, worth pointing that out. What else was there anything actually worth talking about here? Actually, speaking of Thunderbolt, you had a dock problem?
Oh, I made a video about my dock problem, though, so I feel like I've burned through that content. Yeah,
okay,
I did actually make
fine.
A video about that. Basically, my dock, I don't know if it's my dock or my laptop, but I'm assuming it's the hardware on my laptop because Intel.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I did make a video about it.
Yeah, the video game study, this was worth reading, but basically it's, they did a study on games up to 2010, and you basically can't legally acquire like 70% of games anymore.
I hate this website. I just hate this website.
No, it's not a great website, but they have several pages on this about game history and stuff. The content of the website is good. This is worth reading, but it's like they're looking into this stuff and also trying to. It's in their name, History Foundation. They want to be able to show games in places, and they can't due to legal bollocks. There's a lot of studies of, you know, they're doing a lot of studies of, you know, the fact that you literally can't legally acquire this stuff for.
Yeah, they're proving their case, right?
Yeah, basically. But yeah, it's ended up, you know, some interesting data has come out of it, and you know, that is like a ridiculous amount of, like, right? Well, you know, it's 100%. Like, a lot of games are shit, and nobody needs to see them. But like, there's a lot of popular shit in here that, you know, you can't get.
The Game Boy's the one, you know, because there was a lot of Game Boy games. I mean, obviously.
It's not even Game Boy, yeah, but I mean, but like, it was only this year the 3DS and the Wii U shop shut down. You can't get any of those games.
Even so, right? Like, the fact that I can only actually get 5.9% of the total Game Boy family library is mad. Because, like, if you said how many Game Boy games are going to go, 30% are worth playing. Roughly off the top of my head. So if they said 20% are available, I'd go, okay, we've probably got the good ones. But like at 5.9% available still, that's shocking.
And that's I'm pretty sure that's available, like this is officially available. Yeah. So that's through the bollocks emulator thing on the Switch, which is way too expensive. And you can't get those physically. So it's, you know... And you can't take them off the Switch either, so it's bollocks. It's not a real number.
I do like how the actual article's got, whatever, I can still pirate these games. It's like, yep. Yep.
Well, I mean, that's the, across, but that's the part where they go into why it needs to be legal, you know?
Yeah. It will. Part of the reason, again, this is performative only, I would never really do this, but part of the reason I have a hard drive with all of my ROMs on backed up in multiple places is because I think there's going to be a point in the future where they're going to lock the internet down to the point where you just won't be able to get this stuff. Like,
it's gotten so bad. Actually, Google's doing that stupid web integrity thing, which I think that if that ever actually goes anywhere, which was, I'm sure people have heard of it by now, but Google proposed this. Well, Google, not officially Google, but the web integrity check, four people from Google proposed it. So, you know, basically it's where your browser, a website will be able to tell your browser, ask your browser if it's modified in any way, you know, add-ons, basically. And it, like, straight up on the proposal page, one of the first things mentioned is ads. So it's literally just looking for ways to stop ad blockers.
I mean, what's kind of brilliant about this is you said it before, it's an arms race, right? But sooner or later, they're going to make websites streamed to you the same way YouTube is. They're going to literally do Netflix, but with websites. At some point, they're going to turn it into a video feed because that's the only way to,
I mean, they continue getting more and more complicated. So, I mean, it's weird, right? Because we know for a fact most people consume the internet via their phone
yep.
and via apps.
Yep.
So it's like, why do they care so much about the web, like browser internet, when the vast majority of the world doesn't use it? Like, it's a percentage of people that even have ad blockers. Like, why do they care?
I don't know. Thing is, though,
like, surely
if we're talking about, if Google's got 100 million users and only 10% use Adblock, that's a lot of users.
I mean, that's true, but it's, yeah. I mean, people keep talking about a potential, you know, splitting of the internet. I'm not
it's
sure if
happen.
It's ever going
it's
to happen. I'm not sure if it's ever going to happen.
We're
going to
have
if it does,
the corporate web and the user web, and the two will be so separate that you'll log onto the corporate web for your Netflix and your Amazon, and then you'll close it down and load up your community browser for the rest of the internet, and that's the only way it can go to separate them. And then slowly over time, the one will feed into the other, and eventually they'll get re-merged, and then we'll start again, because that's what happened the first time. Because originally you had the web and you had news boards, and then you had news groups and stuff. And then slowly over time, the one feeds into the other. It's just going to happen again. And we'll have this every 20 years. And I'm okay with
that.
Yeah,
okay. No fair. Bird. Whatever, bird. I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's basically it. The web is shit.
Yeah,
we've been over that before.
Also, just before we go, I know we're over time already, and it's now my fault. But like, I just want to say, like, I'm still messing with Obsidian, and I am very impressed.
X has done so many videos on Obsidian. He's such an Obsidian wanker.
The problem is it feeds into my productivity wankery. I did set an entire stack. The thing I want to talk about, I set an entire stack up today of Obsidian notes, Obsidian tasks, sorry. So I replicated my entire task workflow, my to-do workflow, inside Obsidian, right?
Yeah.
And that is not a viable alternative. I don't care what the product, what the Obsidian
wanker
say.
The to-do-ists.
Yeah, you can set up like an entire task management system inside.
Yeah, I think you started showing me this.
I spent last night and my morning sort of setting this up, because I was like, let's just go all in for a second and let's just see what it looks like. I know people might be using it, but like, it's not good. So what I did was I just embedded Todoist inside.
That works. Do you potentially see yours? Like, do you potentially see yourself using Obsidian instead of Notion, or using the two beside each other?
I could see. I would have said, well, at the start of all this, early on in this little journey I'm taking, I would have said,
yeah,
no, Obsidian's an interesting thing, but it's not necessarily something I'm going to be able to move to. And then in the middle of me messing with all this, Notion had an outage. like it wasn't a big outage. It lasted about 40 minutes, where they seemed to not be able to serve all users. And then I thought it was just me, and I was like, I must be a VPN thing or something. And then someone
in
that chat group was like, is Notion not working? I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, this. I feel like this is illustrating the point here. I just was like,
You know that thing where you should never trust a corporation.
Yeah.
Now, Obsidian is closed source and paid for, but I feel like they get away with it because the data is plain text.
Also, I can just install Zettlat and use the same library.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever. I must say, though, like, Obsidian is closed source,
doesn't matter if your data is plain text. I can let that sway, you know? I mean,
It's not ideal.
I mean, I'm not hardcore FOSS bro person, you know?
I would say, one of the examples, I can't really show because I don't want to make any of my notes public, obviously. But one of the things you have with workflows, if I'm inside, I've got Word open on one side of my screen, and the other side of my screen, I've got Notion open, right? And I'll have it like shrunk down a little bit, and I'll just keep my character on working. And character I'm writing at the moment, I'll have their profile loaded. And then another tab, I'll have a plot point loaded, and I'll just be like referencing it while I'm writing. Not hugely heavy stuff, right? But then I'm typing. I'm like, okay, so I'm gone through the game. I'm like, okay, I just need to note something down about it, look something up about this character. Well, I can't remember what colored jacket this character's got at this point in the story. So I'll move my mouse over to Notion, and then I've got to go to the sidebar that slides out, pick the character and it goes, and I have to wait for it to load, right?
Notion is so slow.
One of the things
that piss me off about it.
It's not just, it's the navigation as well. Because, like, everything's in that sidebar. Because I've stopped using the sidebar and I wrote my own synced block that's like a quick jump thing. And even that feels slow. But, like, and if there's, like, it's slow, it does a thing where it doesn't load and you have to refresh it before it loads, which is kind of annoying, but like I've always been like, I just shove all my files in there, it doesn't matter, it's still like better than anything else I've used. But then when today I was messing around with something, right, and I had Obsidian open instead, right? Oh my god, that is, it's literally in, I click loaded, like literally instant, right? And then because of the quick thing, I've installed the recent plugin, and because I've got the recent plugin, I'm like, boom, I can just flip between two notes like so easily, because its tabs can be cycled with control tab. It feels like a more modern piece of software, which is ludicrous because it's using text files, which are literally the oldest thing, right? But it just feels zippier, and
it is Electron still, and it still feels faster.
It just feels instant. And
I mean, I installed it the other day when we were looking at it, and I was like, yeah, the differences are ridiculous.
Yeah. There's a couple of problems with it that I've grown some out.
Oh,
and that's,
I mean, everything has its problems.
Yeah. But a couple of the problems are the way it handles file syncing. Like, there's sometimes when I just want to drop a random zip file into Notion, and Notion just goes, all right, doesn't care, right? And I have done some tweaking, and now I can drop a random zip file into Obsidian. But that was a little bit of work to sort out. But I feel like whatever I'm sorting out in my vault and configuring, it stays configured. Like, forever. Like, I don't feel like it's gonna stop working at some point. So even though it feels hacky, it feels the kind of hacky that they let me have. So yeah, I'm kind of. I made a video that said I think I was wrong about Obsidian, but the truth is I think Obsidian's got a hell of a lot better. And in a world where no applications are getting bizarrely worse, Obsidian is getting slowly better, and it's going the opposite way to the curve, and I think that is good.
It also has boosted your productivity, Hex.
Yeah.
Hex's last video was 2 months ago, and then he found Obsidian again, and he released 5 in a week.
I'm going to record another one tomorrow. I'm going to record another one tomorrow. But yeah, I don't know. I don't want to make videos and I've got nothing to say. And because I've been working on writing stuff, I haven't had a lot to say.
No.
I sort of said in the video that I was considering moving my long-form content over to Obsidian, right? But that was just kind of like an abstract idea. I didn't think I was actually going to move away from Word. But after seeing how fast I can flip through files today, and how fast, like in the real world, it's just like bam, 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 like to zip around. Actually, I'm like, maybe I will write my next novel.
How is search in Obsidian? Is it?
Oh, there's a plugin called OmniSearch, which is just like the perfect search. But the actual search itself, you're better off using Control O, which is like this file quick switch, it's called, and it's like got search baked in that does most things I want. But there is a plugin called OmniSearch, which is very fast, but yeah, it's real fast. It's real fast.
That's good.
Anyway, I'll probably make more videos.
We're going to do an experiment or two over the next week anyway.
No, we're doing it today. Today.
Whatever.
We're doing an experiment.
Fine.
He's like, no, we don't watch a film. No. Anyway, our friend Matt's waiting for us in about 10 minutes, and we still got to make a thumbnail and stuff. So thank you for watching Trendy Talk. We are trying to shoot for shorter shows because our metrics tell us that if we keep it around an hour, we get more views. And while we're not driven by that, it seems weird to bin views. So,
I don't have. Actually, I do. The only metrics I have is how many viewers I've got.
So thank you very much for watching. I've been HexDSL. That's been Wing. You can get Wing at feather.onl. You can get me at hexdsl.com. And if you want the show notes we used to talk about this show, that's trendy.hexdsl.com. Thank you.
Yay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I kissed the screen. I did the mwah and kissed the, like, yeah, because I'm cool and that's what we do. Anyway, say goodbye, Wink.
I did say bye.